What's up there, 2P's Loyals? You got another bonus episode on your hands. This is bonus episode 05. Andy and I are both joined by our good friend and fellow podcaster, Ashley, from the Rabbit Ears TV podcast. And we discuss our top five science fiction television shows. It's good times. We hope you enjoy this top five bonus episode of 2P's. What's up, people? Let's get a... Let's do another bonus episode, Andy.
What this is?
We just, you know, I don't know when this is going to air. I got to be honest with you. I got my life together. But
being with you any day is a bonus.
But we just record... So. Well, yeah, because I can't believe I'm still alive every morning I wake up. Like, it's a bonus day. I'm here again. But we just recorded our regular episode. Now we're doing this.
Goodness.
Yeah, we're fucking everywhere. So a bonus episode. This is bonus episode number 5.
Numero cinco.
05. Really fun. So what we're doing is we're letting our patrons that donate at least $5 pick a top 5 list for us to do.
$5, 5 topics.
This list was hand-picked by a gentleman named Timothy Ross. I think you know him because you both have the same mother. He is your brother.
Why did
I say that so fucking weird? He's your brother.
He is my brother.
That's what I meant to say.
And not like a metaphorical brother, like, hey, you're my brother.
Yeah, you're my brother but from another brother. He's your brother from your actual mother.
He is.
So this list is so him. So Gerald and Andy are here.
They are.
We're going to discuss our top 5 science fiction television shows.
This was hard for me.
And we came up with a top 5 list, but guess what?
What?
That's exciting, right? I mean, we got our patron, we got our top 5 list. That's exciting that we're doing all that.
Stoked.
But even with all that fucking information I just gave everyone, the most exciting thing that you're going to hear come from my lips right now is that we have a very special guest, a young lady that I love. She is the host of the Rabbit Ears TV podcast. So she's fucking lives TV. She watches way too much TV. I need to talk to her about that.
This is not a bonus episode. This is an intervention.
I got to talk to her about getting friends and being social. But she watches a lot of television. This is the moral of the story. But let's welcome in Ashley from Rabbit Ears. Ashley, what's up?
Not much. What are you guys up to?
You know, just want to talk TV. So you're the first person that popped to mind.
Yay.
And
I feel like I'm in the middle of, you said I need to get friends. I have 6 of them. It's Monica, Phoebe, Rachel, Chandler, Joey, Ross, and what was the last one? Shit, I missed one. One of those other ones. It doesn't matter.
Who's she missing friends? That's all I'm right.
I've got my friends, Joey? And I've got my intervention banner hanging from How I Met Your Mother for this TV.
Oh, that's awesome. 2 great shows.
Hey, you know what? I meant to tell you, Andy, because Andy loved How I Met Your Mother with the exception of the end.
99.9% of that show was perfect, and then they destroyed the whole thing.
What I meant to tell you is Ashley's most recent episode is the How I Met Your Mother episode. So she just did an episode on that whole show.
Did she?
Yeah, I'll send you the link. You should check it out for sure. Yeah.
Hey, Ashley, what did you think about the ending?
The ending sucked my balls.
It was horrible.
I remember that. My wife and I watched it. We loved the show. After it was over, the TV's black, and we're sitting there on the couch in silence, just mortified. I don't think either one of us said anything for like 10 minutes.
We just felt like we were taking advantage of the worst ending. I mean, definitely in a sitcom, for sure. Worst ending I could fucking think of.
Like, why would you do that?
Like, yeah. Fuck you, fuck your mother, fuck all that. I don't give a fuck how you met her, I don't care. All right, so let's get it. So Ashley, thank you so much for being here. It means a lot to me. I know you're local. I was telling you I should have had you come over, but you're like, you're in your pajamas, fuck that.
Dude, yeah.
So I don't blame you.
That's the benefit of doing Skype interviews. It's awesome.
So thank you for being here via Skype. We appreciate it. But we're going to do our top 5 sci-fi TV shows, which by the way is hard to say if you say it really fast. Say it.
Top 5 sci-fi shows of all time.
Yeah, you did. You did it better than me, so screw you.
It's just hard for you to talk in general, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, I just basically have problems with speech.
You mean I got good words? You got sentences?
I just basically have a problem with speech in general. So we're going to... I'm going to let you tell everyone where to find you at the end, Ashley. So hang tight. You tell everybody where to find Rabbit Ears. I love your show. I've been listening since the Parks and Rec episode. I know you guys are fairly new, but you're doing great things over there, and I love you, so... I'll let you hug it out, bro. Yes. You won my heart when you did the Arrested Development episode. That's one of my favorite shows of all time. And she did an ep on Arrested Development, and I got to reminisce. And then I went back and watched it. So I've been watching.
I think everybody did. Yeah, I had to go back and rewatch it.
Yeah, when I listened to your episode, I started watching it again. I'm already on like season 3. I've been watching that show for like the last month now. Okay, so we're gonna do our top 5 science fiction television programs. And then we'll come around at the end and we'll wrap it up with everybody and we'll see who had the best list here.
Okay.
And we'll throw it up on Twitter. We'll throw it up on Twitter and Facebook nervous. And let people go to. So, Ashley, you're the lady. You're the guest. You're the star of the hour.
You're here. The only lady I've ever talked to. Please don't
leave. You're definitely the most important person speaking on this podcast right now. So we're gonna let you go. We're gonna let you go first. You want to start us off with your number five sci-fi TV show? What do you got?
All right, my number five is probably one that a whole lot of people don't remember or don't know of. I do want to mention that I put some parameters on my list. I was telling you guys I did not include any of the superhero shows or any cartoons. That way I could kind of streamline this baby. So number five from Showtime, Dead Like Me, had Mandy Patinkin as one of the stars before he came on Homeland. And it's basically, do you guys know the show?
I do.
Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah.
I do.
This show was only, I think, two seasons, okay. But it was really, really funny, really entertaining, and I loved it all the way through.
Yeah, it's a great show. That's a good way to start.
I've never seen it. I love Mandy.
You know
Mandy
what? I forgot about it. You never saw Dead
Like
Me?
Love Mandy. No.
What was the premise of Dead Like Me? It was like he was in heaven or something, right? What was the...
No, it's kind of. So it's centered around this 18-year-old named Georgia. She went by George, and she got murdered by, I think, a toilet seat or something like that fell out of a plane. Uh-huh. So she had this really embarrassing death, and then it becomes like this whole thing with she's one of the Grim Reapers, and Mandy Patinkin's one of the main ones, and they have to go off and like... help like other people cross over.
Yeah,
and
it was
stuff
a really
like that.
Good show. It was a really good
that
show.
Sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. How did I miss
it? It was awesome.
Yeah, that's a good
that
show.
Sounds great.
That's man. A good one. All right, so that's number five there. Dead yes. Like Me from Showtime. Yes. What was that? That was early 2000s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I want to say so. Actually, they just put it on Hulu, so anybody who wants to watch it, it is up on there for you to stream.
It's funny that you say that. I don't have Hulu. I was actually just about to ask you if it's on Netflix, but I guess not.
No, nope, okay. It is on Hulu, though.
I guess not if it's on Hulu.
You're not cool.
All right, Andy, you're up, brother. Your number five science fiction television
now,
program.
Now, I also put parameters, but I mean, I just, for some reason, I don't watch a lot of sci-fi, so these five shows... they mean a lot because they're like the only five sci-fi shows I watch. But I also don't think that I extended my parameters large enough. Maybe I mean because they all have to do with space and stuff. But my five is very reminiscent. It has a lot to do with nostalgia because I watched it with my family growing up. And it's the only one of these shows I ever watched. Star Trek, The Next Generation.
We got some shouts on Twitter for that.
But I never watched any of the Star, like Deep Space Nine, the original Star Trek, Voyager, my brother, yeah. Tim, he watches all of those. This is the only Star Trek I ever watched.
The Next Generation, is that Patrick Stewart? Who is that?
That's Patrick Stewart. Yes.
That's Patrick
Stewart. That's Sean Connery, but...
I know. Why'd you do a Sean Connery impression?
Sexy deep voice.
Was James Bond in it? This fucking sounds amazing.
But I remember watching that show with my parents, and I fell in love with that Star Trek, and that's... Okay. To this day,
was that
90s? When you say Star Trek, that's what I think of.
Was that 90s?
Yeah.
So, what do you think of that pick, Ashley? You're not a Star Trek fan, are you?
Nah, man. I'm not a big like space sci-fi type person.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
You're going to hate my whole
list.
That's all right.
Yes. I get that. You're a space guy today.
A lot of people might hate my list because it doesn't include all of the stereotypical sci-fi shows.
I was going to say a lot of our listener feedback online was, I would say, like 90% space.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. You guys want to know my number five? What if you guys are just
like,
no?
Let's move on.
All right. So I think it's going to be unpopular that I put it this low.
Okay.
I got to be honest.
Okay.
I think this might be, if it's on y'all's list, it's probably higher.
Got it.
Got a lot of mentions online, actually. Yeah, I'm sure you saw. My number five, one of my favorite shows of all time, is The X-Files.
That's
my number five.
Not on my list, but I would say low.
Yeah, it's a little right. But you know what I did, and I didn't say this when we started the show, and I'm assuming you guys did this, but these are my top five. So I put them in order of which one I would go watch right now.
So
my number one is one that I could go sit on the couch and watch every episode right now. My number two would be next, you know what I mean? So on and so forth. So I loved X-Files. I was just looking up a little bit about it, but I mean, Mulder and Scully. You know,
Mulder and Scully.
David Duchovny, Gillian Anderson. Just, I mean, that duo has got to be. Maybe Ashley can confirm this, but I feel like they would probably be in the top 10 of like TV duos.
You think so?
Just a very iconic. You know, the aliens. The shit's creepy.
Yeah, probably. Honestly, yeah. Now that I'm trying to.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, at least in the top 20. I would say probably the top 10 seems accurate.
Specifically as far as that genre of science fiction, I mean, that's like the show as far as mysteries are concerned. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. It's just creepy, man, you know?
The truth is out.
They did the film, right? They did a movie too, right?
Yeah.
I think they did a movie.
Never saw the film.
I hate when they do that shit.
Ironically, I didn't see the movie, but I think they did do a movie.
Yeah.
But I watched the show. It ran for like 10 years. I mean, it was very popular on Fox and... Mulder and Scully. So X-Files is my number five. That wraps us back around to the lady of the hour, Ashley, for your number four sci-fi show. What do you got?
My number four is a show that I watched all the way through and have been meaning to go back and watch because it was awesome, and that is Fringe. So this is the only one of two shows. Actually, it's the only show on my list that got one shout out on any of the Twitter feedback. But it was, you guys, anybody watch that
I
one?
I haven't seen that one.
I've
so
heard
tell us a
really good
it.
Things about Fringe, though. I've heard great
really
things about
really good.
Fringe.
It also stars one of my childhood crushes, which is Josh Jackson. But his
from the Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks, yeah. From Dawson's Creek. I love him. That's what got me started watching the show. But the show itself is really good. It has a lot of really cool sci-fi elements and things that kind of make your brain twitch a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, it's awesome. And it has one of the dudes from The Wire in it.
Oh, awesome. Well, the Wire is an awesome show. I never saw Fringe, but I have heard great things about it.
Isn't the main guy in Fringe also in one of the Lord of the Rings movies as the Steward of Gondor? Isn't that the main guy? Kind of the old creepy guy? That's not him?
Wait, maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, never mind.
I don't know.
Someone tweet at us and tell me if that's true.
Yeah, let's get our fact check. Are you
Gondor.
Cheating on my sheet over here?
I'm not cheating on
your
sheet.
I got my sheet up with my list on it. I feel like you're peeking at it.
I don't want your
All right. I feel sick. Like I'm in the SATs again. All right. Whose turn is it? What number are we on? Who is this?
Four. Number four for Andy.
Right,
four.
All right. Andy, what's your number four?
It keeps in the genre. This was a series that was gifted to me by my brother, Battlestar Galactica.
Ashley,
I love Battlestar Galactica because, I mean, it has that similar T-Terminator, you know, things that we create coming and taking over, but it did it in a different way because there are different factions. There's this big war between the created robots or androids or whatever they are and the humans, but it goes into these different levels where there's different factions of the robots who some are for peace, some are for war. They've found a way to regenerate themselves and has this one moment where this guy becomes all spiritual and talking about God and stuff. I mean, it's just a great show. And then it gets weird at the end.
Cool. Never watched it. Never watched
me
it.
Either.
A lot of people love it though. Never watched it.
Battlestar Galactica.
Window number four.
Yes, you're at number four. Pay attention. You're talking to a girl.
One of my favorite shows. Got into it in the late 80s. It ran from 89 to 93. Mr. Scott Bakula, a time travel program.
No, you didn't.
Time travel program.
The guy with the little calculator.
Quantum Leap, brother. Which we've actually brought up on the show before.
Al with the calculator.
Yeah, I love time travel. So, I don't know. That's sci-fi, right? Time travel.
Yeah,
travel time.
Absolutely.
Can't do that. Doctor Who, all that. They travel through time. Yeah. But Quantum Leap. I love Quantum Leap. I love the history element of it. And then I love the sci-fi element of obviously the time travel built in there.
Al always looked like he was doing his taxes.
It's also,
I was talking to him.
It's also really cool for me on this particular, which this is the only one on my list that this applies to. But there's a lot of nostalgia built into Quantum Leap because I watched it with my father. My father passed away in 96. And this show ran through, I think, 94 or something like that.
So y'all watched it together?
So we watched every week. I think it was Tuesday nights, I think. Or it's either Tuesday or Thursday on NBC. On NBC.
I like that. What's the guy's name? The main actor again?
Scott Bakula.
I love him.
Yep.
He's wonderful.
He's still around, man. He's still kicking.
Necessary Roughness. He was the quarterback.
So Quantum Leap is my number four. We're getting into the nitty gritty. Get into our top three. Ashley, you want to give us your number three?
Top three.
Yes. All right. So my number three is Supernatural. And I'm going to qualify this by saying the first five seasons are probably the most perfect story arc that's ever occurred. Mm-hmm. And I could watch those first five seasons over and over and over again. And then, like, since then, they've kind of gotten real shitty. But for those first five seasons, I love Supernatural. That show is the shit.
Andy didn't watch it. Andy's shaking his head no, but I didn't watch it either. I've heard about it. I never watched it.
The first five seasons are fucking amazing. The show was supposed to end after the fifth season, but because they were super popular, they kept on making and turning out a bunch of shit.
Kept rolling.
And there's a few episodes after the fifth season that are quality, but
I got you.
For the first five seasons, rewatchability and intrigue and creativity and creepiness factor, I'm going Supernatural.
There you go. It sounds great to me.
I don't watch enough TV.
Sounds great to me. I want to go watch it now.
Gerald, you need to stop making me do these things like podcasts. Let me watch some more TV.
Or you could be wise and do one on TV like Ashley does, and then it doesn't fucking matter because when she's talking about it, she's watching TV.
Gerald, you're blowing my
Ta-da.
Mind.
You know, we fuck up. We talk about everything. You're blowing. It's like we got to focus on everything. You know, it's ridiculous. Okay, good one there. Good one there, Ashley. You're up there, Andy. What's your
number three? Now we're getting into the good stuff. Like, I mean, I could put you. As soon as you say the name, I don't care how good the show is. I don't care how good the movie is. You've sucked me in. You've got me. You own me. Number three, Star Wars Rebels. It's a cartoon on Disney XD. We were just talking about this in the podcast before.
All yours are in
it
space.
Ashley just called me out. I mean, I'm living in space. Yeah, I'm living in space.
That's okay.
How it is.
That's okay.
But Star Wars Rebels takes place in the spark of the rebellion between episodes 4 and 5. You get to see Vader at his height of power. You get to see these small bands of rebels coming together and creating the rebellion that will go against the Empire. Awesome show. And as soon as a Jedi lights a lightsaber, I'm crying. It's just beautiful.
Okay. Okay, Star Wars Rebels.
Bam.
It's on Netflix, right?
No, it's on.
I mean, now.
Wait, is it? No, it's on. I watch it on Amazon.
Well, so now it is, but I think they're pulling Disney's pulling
Disney
their catalog,
XD.
But, oh, I know, but I thought they put it on Netflix.
Rebels is not on Netflix.
Oh, they didn't put it on Netflix. Okay, sorry about that.
Yes.
Never mind. People are checking their Netflix like, ah, this asshole. Okay, is it my turn?
Yes, I guess.
All right, number three for me. Hey, speaking of Netflix, the newest show, I guess youngest show on my list. Only one season thus far, but it got renewed. Stranger Things. Stranger Things is my number three.
Show.
People might consider that high because it's basically a brand new show and it's only one season. But I tell you what, dude, it affected me big time. I watched it. Me and my wife watched it all in like 3 days. We binged it. It brings what we're talking about, nostalgia with Quantum Leap. It brings the nostalgia of the 80s, which is really when I grew up as a child. So anytime I see that, like, you know, Stand By Me and those kind of the Goonies and those kinds of movies that Nick from Epic Film Guys hates all of them. But whenever I see, you know, anything that Nick hates, it gives me a lot of nostalgia.
I should watch that. Nick hates them.
But I actually don't know how Nick feels about Stranger Things, but it just has that 80s feel. Takes place in the 80s. And then obviously you have the sci-fi element with going to the Upside Down. I know you watch it, Andy. Ashley, you've seen
great
it?
Great show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Great. Yep, that's my number three. I mean, I know it might be unpopular because it's brand new, but...
hey, man, it's for you. It's your list.
It's definitely one of my favorite shows of all time, and it's up there for
me. See, I need to expand my horizons because I didn't even consider Stranger Things because I didn't...
I didn't think about it as science fiction.
That's what I'm saying. You know what it is? You got sucked into the space.
I got sucked into the space.
Like all of our listeners. Everybody on Twitter's like, space this, space
that. No, because when I think of Stranger Things, I think of horror. It's a horror show.
Well, there are elements of horror in it.
But it's fiction. It's science fiction. You're right. I'm just, man.
There are elements of horror in it. You're right. Which is another reason why I like it so much. Because we talked about this on our previous episode, but Andy's not a big horror fan, Ashley, but I am. I love the horror genre.
Great show.
So that's another reason why I like Stranger Things a lot. But that's my number three.
I need it.
We're 80s horror callbacks are never a bad thing.
There you go.
I need you guys to expand my horizons.
I'm here for you, brother. I'm going to expand. Just come spend a week with me. We'll fucking watch all these shows. I got a lot of time on my hands now. I got nothing to do. Number two, we're runner-ups.
I'm going to go ahead and give a mad shout-out to my boy, David. Actually, he's not my boy. David Lynch is never my boy, but Twin Peaks is the shit.
Oh, Twin Peaks
is great.
And
that's my number two spot.
Twin Peaks is great. He also, he's such a fucking weird director. You have to watch, right? I mean, it's just
he is
like,
such a creepy mofo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Yeah. Did you ever see, what was it? Wild Thing with Nicolas Cage? What movie was that he did? Or not Wild. Wild at Heart. They knew
it. Oh, no. The only David Lynch movie I've attempted to watch is Blue Velvet, and I had to turn it off partway through because it freaked me the fuck out.
Oh, it'll fucking possess your soul if you watch it long enough. It's fucking weird. But,
yeah, David Lynch is a weird dude.
But he is.
But Twin Peaks, I love.
Yeah, he's definitely his own. He's his own genre. Did you watch the remake of Twin Peaks?
I am, like, I think on episode 4, so I've got a ways to go, but it's hard for me to keep up with new TV all this other stuff.
What do you think of the remake? Do they do it justice, or I haven't seen any of the remake?
It's so different. It's so completely different from the original. It's hard to compare them.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get,
there's like three different kinds, or there's three different versions of Kyle MacLachlan's character, and one of them is... mentally handicapped for some reason.
Okay.
And nobody seems to notice. It's very confusing.
I got you. Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. That's Ashley's number two.
Bam.
Good pick. I like that show a lot. Actually, you know what? Kind of like you with Stranger Things, that it wasn't really on my radar for sci-fi.
But
she's right. It's sci-fi. And David Lynch is fucking, I mean, he is sci-fi, really.
I'm viewing the science fiction world through a pinhole.
I don't even think David Lynch is real. I think he's sci-fi. There's no
David Lynch.
Himself. All right. So what's your runner-up there, Andy?
Call me a broken record. Call it to me.
Can I
guess? I'm sucked in Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
Oh, you love Star Wars.
I just love it. I love everything they do.
We got to do a Star Wars. We're going to do a Star Wars.
Everything they do. But Star Wars, The Clone Wars is so much better than Rebels. I mean, it takes place during the Clone Wars. You get the height of the Jedi and their power, you know, taking on the Separatists. And you have wisdom. You have fighting. You have a little bit of everything. It's just a beautiful. You have a lot of story. It's just,
now,
I mean, it's wonderful.
Now, for personal references, that one on Netflix.
Yes. Yes.
I knew fucking one of them was on Netflix.
The Cartoon Network started out by producing it, and then Disney bought Star Wars, and then they canceled it, and they took it over and made the last few seasons.
Look, brother, I pray your number one's not from the Star Wars universe. But
there's no other Star Wars TV show.
But that's okay.
In fact, it says so much that my number one is not Star Wars. That's how good the show is.
Did you, Ashley, you into Star Wars, the Star Wars universe?
No.
You're not into any of it. You don't do The Empire Strikes Back.
I've tried. I can't get... It's not my deal.
Did you see Rogue One, by chance?
Nope.
Loved Rogue One.
I dig it.
I know. Wesley's going to kill me because he loves Star Wars with a passion, and I it's not my jam. I'm more of an Indiana Jones kind of girl if I'm going to be going back to that time with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Indiana Jones is good.
Indiana Jones is awesome. He's like smart, kind of nerdy, good looking guy, but he also goes out and like finds jewels in the Amazon.
For a future top five, we're going to do top five Star Wars moments. So I won't have you on
for that
one.
I've got number one in my head already. I'm ready for number one.
That one time when they were in space and they were running from
the one dude with the black helmet. I don't know. He was cool.
He's somebody's baby daddy. That's about it.
Yeah, he's somebody's dad. I don't know that guy.
Yes, they actually play that song during the movie. Who that is? My baby. Daddy.
Whose turn is it? Is it my turn?
Who that is?
Yeah, man.
It's my turn. All right, it's my number two. My runner up. Ashley already admitted that she stayed away from superheroes. You admitted that you didn't really.
I didn't even. I have no idea what's going on
your spectrum. But much like Quantum Leap, this was over on NBC. I want to say it went off the air maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but Heroes is my number two.
Heroes. That's a great show.
Oh, damn. Man,
I watched Heroes from beginning to end, and my wife got into it with me. We watched I didn't look it up. I apologize. I want to say it ran like 5 seasons.
Yeah, I watched 2 or 3 of them maybe.
Siler, Zachary Quinto's villain character, one of my favorite characters of any show.
Just the Watchmaker.
When he would do the thing where he would like take your brain and be like, if I can cut your brain off with his finger, you know, without touching you.
The Watchmaker.
So a little bit of space in there. Obviously, superhero in there. What's the guy that's on This Is Us now? He's the dad.
Oh, yeah.
Milo. Whatever.
Yeah, nobody can fucking say his last name. Yeah, nobody says
it. He was like the opposite of the bad character because he acquired powers.
And weren't they brothers or some shit? I can't remember.
Yeah,
it was
him and Adrian. It's on
his brother could,
Shield.
Yeah, his brother could fly. Yeah. And he was the congressman or whatever that could fly.
The first season of that show is fucking unbelievably good. It is so good.
If you'll allow me to be creepy for 5 seconds, the cheerleader.
Save the cheerleader.
Hayden Panettiere. I was definitely saving the cheerleader, brother. I would be using my powers to save the cheerleader. Okay. That's it for my creepiness today, I think. We'll see what y'all's choices are, though. Who knows? All right, so that was my number two. Heroes is my number two, and that brings us to our number ones. Can you guys believe it? We're not even
number one.
I keep these minis around a half hour, and we're not even there yet. So we're gonna blow through it. But Ashley, if you would like to pump up your number one sci-fi TV program, go for it.
My number one. It brings in nostalgia. It brings in hilarity. It brings in social awesomeness because it became a cultural icon. It is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Sarah
Michelle Gellar.
That show ran
for I think six or seven seasons. It's one of the few shows that has a widely renowned great ending, and it is awesome. That show shaped me. It came on right when I was in like the end of middle school and in high school, and I just wanted to be Buffy Summers.
That's good. Is that Joss Whedon too, right?
Joss Whedon. That show is awesome.
That's good. And ironically, we talked about this earlier with X-Files, but that was a movie that they did get right when they did the movie. Buffy,
the movie actually came first
with
the movie did come first. You're right.
Luke Perry.
You're right. The movie did come first. I forgot about that. But the movie, I love the movie as well. Luke Perry.
I never saw the movie.
Oh, you didn't?
No,
I never
saw Paul Reubens' death at the end.
Paul Reubens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was a great
flick. And Donald Sutherland. Like, that movie's just amazing.
You
got to see Buffy, dude. In my head, I was thinking the series came first, but she's right. The movie was first. But yeah, you should see that. It's a great film. And it was a great TV series. You're right. I love Buffy. And it's a pop culture icon,
too.
Yeah,
man. Absolutely. Yeah, Buffy's cool.
And anything Joss Whedon touches is great, too. I've actually got honorable mentions coming up. Yeah. With some Joss Whedon in there. Mm-hmm. So whose turn is it? I don't fucking know what.
Andy.
Am I the worst host you've ever heard? Actually, I don't know if I can know what I'm doing.
I like it when my host knows what's going on.
I'm just like when people wander in and just fucking name shows. All right, so I think it's your turn, Andy.
Yes.
So, what's your number one? Is it in space?
Maybe. Could possibly be.
What's your number one space program, brother?
God bless the creator, Joss Whedon. My favorite show, sci-fi of all time, is Firefly.
Ooh.
Dude, it's a sci-fi space western.
Look at this guy.
With these great characters, these guys who go around, and they're kind of like smugglers. They're lawbreakers. Yeah. They go around and steal things, but has great characters. The lead actor is just wonderful, and it's basically a space western.
Yeah.
Firefly, Joss Whedon, is wonderful.
One season, right?
Yeah.
One season, then they did a movie. They did the film that was Serenity.
Serenity, yes. Yeah. I mean, just a great show.
Did you watch Firefly?
I have not seen it. I've got it in my queue because it's one of the shows that I need to watch. I actually just watched Freaks and Geeks for the first time.
Oh, that's a great show, too. That's a great show, too. So I told my wife what we're doing today.
Yeah.
Because she's going to do a top five with us, and we're trying to figure out which one she would fit into.
Yeah.
So she said, which one are you doing tomorrow? And I said, sci-fi shows. And she goes, fuck that. The only one I would have on there is Firefly.
Firefly.
So that's,
see?
So that's her show. That's the only sci-fi show she really cared about.
Great. And, it's funny. It's got great characters. And another, it's a great show.
Another point of reference about Firefly is that my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, is what they call a brown coat, which I don't know if that's from the show, but the super fans of that show are called, are called brown coats. And she like goes to Dragon Con every year, and like there's a whole brown coat like posse that like go there.
I don't like it that much. Bro.
But anyway, I think that would probably be her number one too. Yeah. I hear great. I mean, just a, pop. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's a cult following. Yeah, it's a cult following.
I mean, it's a cult. It's a cult.
All right, so Andy's number one is Firefly.
Bam.
Also ran on Fox, on the Fox Television Network, I believe. There was Nathan Fillion, who was on Castle and. He was just in the show I just watched on Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix. Nathan Fillion. All right, my number one, guys. So this is by the way, spoiler alert to anyone that listened to our top five Netflix shows. My number one on that is also my number one on this.
Because
it happens to follow in the sci-fi genre. However, this show fucking blew me away. All right. I could literally sit down any day. If somebody said, I want to watch this, I could sit down and watch it. No reservation. Like, you know, sometimes somebody will say, watch something, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, well, maybe I want
to
do
it. Not in the mood.
Yeah, I want to do a comedy. Or, are you sure you want to watch that because this is on or whatever? Anytime somebody said this, yep, let's watch it. Absolutely. My number one sci-fi show of all time for me personally is Black Mirror.
I've never seen Black Mirror. That's in my honorable mentions.
Black Mirror is it's basically a modern Twilight Zone. Everything is in an imagined future. So every episode is a one-off. So none of the episodes are connected. None of the characters reappear. So they're all, you know, single stories each episode, but they all take place in the future. Some of them, they never tell you what year it is. So some of them, it could be a couple years from now. Some of them are like 100 years from now. And they're all just very creepy. There's elements of horror in it, but very creepy and just a lot of... I mean, sci-fi elements built into
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror is an amazing show. Have you seen it?
Oh, my God. When I watched the first episode, my mind was completely blown. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Now, I will tell you, they were brave as shit for that to be their first episode.
What was the first episode?
The first episode is basically takes place, you know, a few years in the future in London. And the prime minister, they hold somebody hostage. And in order for them to release the hostage... The prime minister, they set up a moral battle for him.
Ooh, I love moral battles.
Where he could basically let her die, or if he, can I say it? Should I say it, Ashley? Or they set up, or this is real, dude. This is a real episode. Or they set up the scenario where he can fuck a pig on live television.
And if he
fucks the pig, they let the girl go. Right? Is that right, Ashley? Did I get that right?
That's right.
The first episode.
Because not only do you have the fact that you're having sex with a pig, but you have performance anxiety. You're on film. I mean, what if you can't?
And that's the first ever episode of Black Mirror. I will say that's the craziest one as far as like.
Interesting. How does it end?
Plot.
Spoiler. How does it end?
You gotta watch.
I'm not gonna watch it.
Let's just say the pig was happy. Let's just say the pig was happy in that episode. Yeah. But you gotta watch it. Black Mirror, dude. I mean, just so they have some big names they bring in. John Hamm was on one. Black Christmas, I think it was called. They had Bryce Dallas Howard's in this one where it's an imagined future where everything is based on the number of likes you get on social media.
Oh God! Yeah,
that's great.
Which is what the world's turning into.
That's beautiful.
Ironically,
social commentary.
One of my favorite ones is what's it called? I think it's called "See You Soon" or something like that. But who played Agent Carter? I always forget her name. What's the actress that was in the Avengers films and plays Agent Carter?
I do not remember her name.
Haley Atwell. Haley Atwell. Peggy Carter. Haley Atwell.
Okay, got it.
She's in this one, and her husband dies in a car accident. So this is in the future.
Yeah.
You see that one? So this is in the future. And basically they have this service where you can basically talk to an AI that sounds just like him.
Oh, that's weird. That's already creepy.
They actually like tap into his brain, like the way he, like his political beliefs and like stuff that he thought. So it's like when you're talking to him, you're actually having a conversation with his brain.
Yeah.
And then as it advances, you can then chat with him online. Then you can talk to him on the phone and then you can have him sent to your home like an actual robot, basically.
Oh, that's so creepy.
So she ends up getting the robot.
Very Pet Cemetery.
And then it's
so
like,
Pet Cemetery.
He's just like standing there like a robot. Yeah. You know, it's just fucking creepy. But that was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
I could talk about Black Mirror all day. Sorry, guys. But it's...
No, you're fine. There was the one episode that made me cry like a little baby. It's the one where they're having to like earn the different points by being on the different bicycles and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They audition.
Yep, that was a good one. That has the guy from Get Out.
I cried my eyes out. Oh, my God.
I don't know his name. I apologize. But the black actor from Get Out is in that one.
And the girl from Downton Abbey.
Yes, and the girl from Downton Abbey.
Oh, my God.
That's a great show.
Yeah, that was a great tears episode. One of the ones I cried in or wanted to cry in. I can't remember if I did. I apologize. I'm not a very sensitive person. But I wanted to cry. It was San Junipero, the one with the two lesbian lovers. And
aww.
That's a time travel. I love time travel.
Yep.
But she goes back in the 80s to like have rendezvous with her lover, but it's taking place in present day. And then there's like this huge plot twist at the end where you see why they were able to meet in the 80s. But that's a great episode as well. Okay, so Black Mirror is my number one. Guys, if you like sci-fi or you were a fan of The Twilight Zone back in the day and you're not watching Black Mirror, fucking go home and add it to your queue immediately. Yeah. So that's it. So let's do a recap. Andy, you want to recap us on your top five? Do you remember them all? I wrote them down.
Absolutely. Number five, Star Trek The Next Generation. Number four, Battlestar Galactica. Number three, Star Wars Rebels. Number two, Star Wars Clone Wars. Number one. Firefly.
It's a very popular pick there. Ashley, what was your top five? Give us a recap.
Number five, Dead Like Me. Number four, Fringe. Number three, Supernatural. Two, Twin Peaks. And number one, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
There it is. Love your number one. That's a great... Both of y'all's number ones. Knocking out of the park. You guys are fucking killing it.
All three of these number ones are pretty fucking solid. I'm not going to lie.
You knew what to bring to the party here.
There you go.
Here's my top five. I can't believe at least one of you, but I thought all three of us would have X-Files. But that's my number five. Quantum Leap, Stranger Things, Heroes, and Black Mirror. Those are my top five. That's my top five.
We've got a really nice variety here between the three lists.
We didn't match, right? It was 15.
No,
we have 15, one
15, that happened. I had a buddy of mine on it. We did 90s rock albums with three of us and not one fucking album. Can you believe that? In the 90s. 15 different albums. I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
All right, so let's do our honorable mentions. I've got two or three here. Ashley, you want to give us some of your honorables that didn't get mentioned today?
Well, you already mentioned Black Mirror, so that's... definitely covered.
Love it.
One of mine was Cowboy Bebop, which is basically very much like Firefly from what I understand, but it is an anime show.
Okay.
And it is just like they said, you know, Western in space, and it's fucking awesome.
Okay. I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah. It's really, really good.
Cool. Andy, so, you got a couple honorables over there, bro?
I have an honorable mention only because ever since I've been talking to you guys, you've kind of... reminded me that science fiction also takes place
in somewhere
planets,
other than space.
On Earth. So as soon as you said that, Ashley, as soon as you said, oh, I didn't stay in space, like, oh, crap, I should have gone somewhere else. As soon as you said that, I immediately thought of Lost. When Lost came out.
Oh, shit. Ashley, are you sitting down? Oh, shit. Ashley fucking hates Lost.
Lost?
I should, I meant to have a pre-shift meeting before we came in here and tell you something.
As soon as... No, Lost was a phenomenon.
People love it.
We were doing so well.
Here's the thing. Now, we can go back to one of my favorite movies of all time as well, which is the Matrix trilogy. As soon as we get into the second and third Matrix, most people say, well, it gets too weird.
Yeah.
The weirder it gets, the happier I am. I like... when I have to figure stuff out. I like when it gets all crazy and out there. And so I think Lost...
people love it.
It captured me from the beginning. And the weirder Lost got, the more I got into it.
Yeah.
I loved when they deal with the time.
I actually did go back and forth.
I mean, it was a phenomenon. It had me hooked. And I watched the whole
thing. We were talking about Nick earlier, actually, but I had him on for an episode. And we were talking about you because I think we read your promo. And he was talking about how she invited Nick on to do an episode on Lost.
Okay.
And he's a fucking super fan. He loves it. So he's like, oh, yeah, come on.
Confrontation.
And like, her whole spin on it was like how Lost was fucking horrible. He's on the show going, wait a second, I love it. So they had this whole...
I can definitely see how someone wouldn't like it, but for me, it was...
No, people love it. My wife watched it. I never got into it because I was coming in late, and you can't come into a show like that late, dude.
No.
Because then you really are lost. In fact, I think that's why they called it that. You're like, Lost is a good... that's a good honorable mention. I bet people are going to want that mention on the show today, so that's a good honorable mention.
I did it for the people, Gerald.
You did it for the people. There you are, pandering again, you fucker. All right, I got a few honorable mentions that we didn't talk about today. The Twilight Zone. I talked about Black Mirror. The Twilight Zone started that kind of fad of just creepy short stories and one-offs. Mm-hmm. They would have 30-minute shows every week. My dad used to watch reruns.
Welcome.
And he would creep me out as a 10-year-old. He'd be like...
of sight.
And one of my most impressionable Twilight Zone episodes, the only one that I remember from when I was 12 or whenever I watched it, is there's one where this dude is rich and he has a mansion and there's a painting on the wall. And the paint, you know how sometimes paintings are creepy and you feel like the eyes are following
All
you?
Paintings are creepy.
Okay. So so throughout the episode, that's how they depict that painting, just like really creepy and kind of like watching the guy when he's walking through the hallways and shit.
With the eyes.
And then what happens at the end, what you realize is that he's the painting and what's in the painting is reality.
Oh, that's awesome. It reminds me of a great movie, The Others, with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole time you think they're a ghost.
Did you just say The Others is a great movie?
I like that movie.
I like The Others.
Great.
I like The Others. I like Man.
Hey, it wasn't in space.
It was very minimalistic horror, which I like.
Yeah, I mean, the whole time you think they're
a ghost. Wait a minute, The Others wasn't in space?
No.
Oh, shit.
Well, I didn't realize that yet. Oh, yeah. This is horror.
My other honorable mention that, or actually two more. So I'll just get this out of the way. And Dan from Netflix and Swell is going to fucking hate me. But Sense8. I love Sense8. It's on Netflix.
I didn't mind Sense8 either.
I loved it. I love the whole the Wachowski brothers. You talked about the Matrix and just, you know, they're Sense8s and they can float in and out of each other's mind space. And it takes place all over the world. It's a lot of action, a lot of adventure. It keeps you on the edge of your seat and a lot of good relationships in that.
And my maiden name is Gorski, so I have a huge affinity for the main character,
There you go. Will Gorski. I forgot about that. You're right.
My home skillet.
What a great name. Gorski. That's powerful.
And my last honorable mention is a show that only aired for two seasons over on Fox called Dollhouse. Also Joss Whedon, by the way. The writer for that. Yeah, Elizabeth Dushku in that. She was the star of that. And it's kind of like a, I don't want to say whorehouse, but that's kind of what it was. But they were like female robots that lived in this, what would be like a brothel kind of, but it was in a little bit in the future. It took place maybe 10 years in the future. She was trying to escape. She was trying to get out.
Oh, the doll was?
Yeah.
The robot.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And so she was trying to adapt. She got out. Spoiler alert. So she was trying to adapt. No, she was trying to adapt to not being in the robot world and, you know, mixing in with actual humans and whatever. So it only ran for two seasons, got canceled, but I loved Dollhouse when it was on and we watched that. So that's it. That's our top five and more sci-fi television shows. How about that?
I do have one more honorable mention I forgot to mention.
Yeah, give it to me. Yeah.
MST3K.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's your science theater. Absolutely. Yeah. People are going to want to hear that too. You're pandering to the people too, Ashley. Thank you.
No, I love MST3K. That shit's hilarious.
I know.
Two recommendations, The Horrors of Spider Island and Werewolf. Those are my two favorites.
Okay. I have to go back and watch those. Absolutely. But my God. That's a good show and very popular as well. So good call there. Good call. All right. So let's let Ashley. Gorski. I don't think she's related to the actor from Sense8, but or the character from Sense8, but who knows?
Who knows?
Is he talking to you in your mind right now? Is he standing right next to you?
I have a blocker. I don't need anybody doing these things.
Yeah, Gerald, we don't need whispers. Girls actually don't really talk to you. Actually only exists in your mind space.
Believe me, I know that. My wife's like, yeah, no shit. I haven't talked to him since 2011. All right. Was that our wedding? 2010. Okay. So, Ashley, why don't you tell everybody where to find you? Online, social media, whatever you'd like to plug there. Go for it.
Yeah. On Twitter, you can find us at Rabbit Ears TV Pod. We are also on Facebook. You can just Google or Facebook search Rabbit Ears TV Podcast. And we can find all of our different shows or episodes on Podient, on Stitcher, on Google Play, and on iTunes.
Yep. Go look Ashley up, guys. Rabbit Ears is a great TV podcast. And it's cool because whenever she does an episode of a show I watch and I listen to the episode, I want to go back and watch it again. That's why I was telling you to do the How I Met Your Mother. Except for the last episode. You don't want to watch that.
No.
You can watch the other five seasons.
But you also get to learn about Australia. So, you know, you don't even know what you get to walk into in some of these.
Yeah, very educational. Very educational. A lot of great actors came out of How I Met Your Mother. Like careers, I mean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They really spawned from that. Just kind of like Friends, I guess. But are you going to do, you see yourself doing a Friends episode? You'll probably do that, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy loves it. Andy's a big Friends.
Arguably my favorite show.
Andy's a big Friends. I found out he fucking likes Friends way too much.
These are my friends.
All right. Well, that's it. That's our top five science fiction television programs. I want to thank our patron, Tim Ross, for giving us the idea and sending it over. Remember, if you support us on Patreon, $5 a month or more, you get to pick a top five list for us to do. And this time we'll try to stay out of space as much as we do. Awesome. We did a little space.
It's hard to stay out of space.
Don't ask Andy to do space shows because they will fucking. He already gave us all of them, so we don't have anything left. That's it. And thank you so much to Ashley from Rabbit Ears for joining us. It means a lot to me. I appreciate it. I'll see you online, Ashley. Thanks so much for being here, on.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right.
We will.
Take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to Two Peas on a Podcast. The views and opinions expressed were solely those of the hosts and are not necessarily shared by our distributors or hosting companies. Visit twopeasonapod.com for more info.